fienatin and din farumbe ful.
We've been going through the book of Corinthians.
And
we've seen Paul addressing some of the problems in the life of that church. And in chapter 5, he addressed a man who was living in some kind of immoral relationship. And in that case, he said they should put the man out of fellowship. Because that was the best thing for that man. And later on, we understand that the intention is that the person is restored again. Because when God works with us, He always works to heal us, not to destroy us. There were other problems in this community. They didn't really love one another properly and they were taking each other to court. So there were lawsuits. In other words, conflict that should have been handled internally was just getting out of hand. Paul said you should sort these problems out amongst one another without going to court. The problem was they grew up in a society where people were always taking people to court. So they hadn't yet learnt a new kingdom culture. And you will find that battle in your life too. That there are certain things that you just do because it's what everyone does. But Paul said, no, it's not the right way to behave in the kingdom of God.
And then
he warned them that the wicked would not inherit the kingdom of God.
So
he said that it's important that you learn to live the way God wants you to live. And don't just live the way everyone else lives. Of course, these Corinthians had received the gospel. And they were using expressions showing off their freedom. Happily taking each other to court and tolerating sin. Because they had thought what happens in the body is irrelevant. And that they could be spiritual without that affecting their physical choices. And in that city, it was a common form of worship to go to a pagan temple and engage in prostitution. So going to a prostitute was not illegal. It wasn't even really frowned upon by society. It was accepted by society. And of course, these Corinthians carried on living in their old ways. Not all of them. But some of them were still visiting prostitutes. And so now Paul wants to deal with that issue. And the passage we're about to read is where Paul speaks into this situation of some of the Christians still visiting prostitutes.
Ary ny andalana izay hovakitsika dia miresaka mikasika an'izany hoe ny olona sasany mbola mandeha ihany mamangy an'ilay mpivarotenana hoe mamonjy an'ireny izany.
So let's read from 1 Corinthians 6 verse 12 to verse 20.
Dia andao hovakitsika ary ny Korintianina voalohany toko fahaenina dia ny andininy faharoa ambin'ny folo ka hatramin'ny faharoapolo. Ny zavatra rehetra azoko atao, nefa tsy dia ary-mahasoa avokoa ny zavatra rehetra. Ny zavatra rehetra azoko atao, nefa izaho tsy mety handevozin'ny zavatra na inona na inona. Ny anina dia ho an'ny kibo, ary ny kibo ho an'ny anina. Nefa samy olevonin'Andriamanitra izy roaroa. Fa ny tena kosa dia tsy ho an'ny fijangajangana, fa ho an'ny tompo, ary ny tompo ho an'ny tena. Ary Andriamanitra efa nanangana ny tompo sady anangana antsika koa amin'ny heriny. Tsy fantatrareo va fa momba ny tenan'i Kristy ny tenanareo? Moa anala ny momba ny tenan'i Kristy va aoka anolotra izany ho momba ny tenan'ny vehivavijanga? Sanatria izany. Moa tsy fantatrareo va fa izay miray amin'ny vehivavijanga dia tena iray aminy? Fa hoy Andriamanitra, ho nofo iray ihany izy roaroa. Fa izay miray amin'ny tompo kosa dia fanahy iray aminy. Mandrosira ny fijangajangana, izay fahotana rehetra ataon'ny olona dia eny ivelan'ny tena ihany. Fa ny mpijangajanga kosa dia manota mihatra amin'ny tenany. Ahoana ary? Moa tsy fantatrareo fa ny tenanareo dia tempolin'ny fanahy masina izay ao anatinareo sady efa azonareo tamin'Andriamanitra ka tsy tompon'ny tenanareo ianareo fa olom-boavidy ianareo koa dia mankalaza an'Andriamanitra amin'ny tenanareo.
Heavenly Father, as we look at your word this morning, please speak to us.
Ry Andriamanitra ray eo raha hijery ny teninao izay amin'ity maraina ity dia miangavy izay miteneny aminay.
I ask God that you would draw every heart close to you this morning.
Mangataka Andriamanitra mba hitarika ny fo rehetra anakaiky anao ianao amin'ity maraina ity.
Call us to yourself.
Tena antsoy ho ao amin'ny tenanao izahay.
In Jesus' name.
Amin'ny anaran'i Jesosy.
Amen.
Amen.
The situation is very serious.
Tena hentitra dia hentitra ny zava-misy eto.
People in the church are visiting prostitutes.
Le olona ao am-piangonana mandeha mamonjy mpivaroteny.
And they say this is permissible.
Dia hozy izy hoe azo atao izany.
It's lawful as far as the law of the land is concerned.
Araka ny lalàna ny tany dia ara-dalàna izany.
It's accepted as one of the ways of the people.
Ekena hoe tahaka ny fomba anankiray izay ataon'ny olona.
And these Corinthian Christians are living in freedom.
Dia ireto kristiana tao Korinto ireto dia niaina tamin'ny fahalalàna.
So they quote this line to Paul. Everything is permissible.
Dia nitantarainy tamin'ny Paul le io andalany io izy hoe ny zavatra rehetra dia azo atao.
And Paul is addressing the situation back to them.
Teny mamerina an'ilay izy makany amin-dryzareo eto Paoly.
How would you deal with that?
Hoe ahoana ny fomba andraisanao an'izany?
Someone says, I can do this.
Dia hozy ny sasany hoe afaka manao an'ity.
It's not against the law.
Tsy hoe manohitra ny lalàna izany.
It's not hurting anyone.
Tsy mandratra n'iza n'izy izany.
I'm free to make my choices.
Zahako malalaka afaka manao izay safidiko aho.
I can live how I want to live.
Afaka miaina an'izay tiako hiainana.
I think some of our parents, some of us who are parents have heard things like that.
Yes, sasany amintsika izay ray aman-dreny mety efa nahenony zavatra tahaka an'izany.
When a child grows up and they want to go their own way.
Rehefa lomen'ny tombo ilay zanaka dia te handeha araka an'izay lalany tokony tiany aleha.
And they don't want to be told how to live their life.
Dia tsy te ho tenitenenina izy hoe izao ny tokony hiainanao ny fiainanao.
They want to be free.
Dia ho afaka izy.
And these Corinthians are saying, we're free.
Dia hozy izy reto Korintianina reto hoe izahay malalaka afaka.
Everything's permissible.
Azo atao ny zavatra rehetra.
Well, what's interesting is these statements reveal their view.
Dia ny tena mahaliana dia ity fitenenana ity dia mampiseho an'ny fomba fijeriny.
These aren't things Paul would say.
Ireo tsy hoe zavatra izay olazainy Paul.
They're typical of someone who only wants to see grace. But they're using their grace as a license for sin. The Corinthians were saying we can do anything because we're forgiven. They said food for the stomach and the stomach for food. And this is a second phrase they like to use.
So they are
going around affirming their freedom, saying it's not against the law. And they're saying food for the stomach and the stomach for food. What they're actually saying is, it's just a natural appetite. It's only normal for when you're hungry, you eat food. And they're saying it's normal when a guy wants a woman, he takes her. It's just a natural thing. We made that way. And they're saying, what's wrong with satisfying these urges? See, their problem was their view of the body. Was that the body wasn't important. They're saying it's what I do in worship spiritually. And they're saying the spiritual has nothing to do with the physical. And what we do in our bodies doesn't really matter because we're going to die anyway. And these urges and appetites are natural. How would you deal with that? The young person that just wants to enjoy their freedom and just wants to do what comes naturally. What's interesting is Paul's reply. He doesn't refute or contradict their statements. They say all things are permissible. And Paul doesn't say no. Only some things are permissible. He doesn't contradict the statement. He just adds a qualification. He says, but not all things are beneficial. He says, all things are permissible. Yes. Yes. But I will not be enslaved by anything. What I find incredible here is that Paul does not contradict the statement of freedom. He could have argued with them and told them, this immorality is going to get you a disease. That's what we tell people. Don't live an immoral life, you can catch a disease. But Paul didn't do that. He could have said to them, it's a violation of the seventh commandment. In Exodus chapter 20, the seventh commandment that's given says, do not commit adultery. It's so easy to quote that.
Mora be nge no mitanisana izany.
He could have brought the law.
Afaka tonga dia noentiny ilay lalàna.
But he doesn't do that.
Kanefa tsy nanao an'izay izy.
This is why I find his response so interesting.
Izay no tena mahatonga anahy miteny hoe tena mahaliana mihitsy ilay valiteny eto.
He doesn't use the normal arguments we would use.
Tsy nampiasa an'ilay teny hoentsika miadivarotra fampiasantsika ireny izy.
He doesn't even disagree with the statement that all things are permissible.
Izy ara tsy hoe nanohitra an'ilay filazana hoe ny zavatra rehetra dia azo atao.
He just says yes, but there's some qualifications to think about.
Fa ny teny izy hoe ye, kanefa misy zavatra tsara kokoa azo eritreretina.
What's he doing?
Inona ny zavatra ataony?
He's teaching them about freedom without taking away their freedom.
Izy dia mampianatra azy ireo ny amin'ilay hoe fahalalana na fahafahana fa tsy nanala an'izany a tao amin'ry zareo izy.
If you are a Christian here,
raha kristianina ianao eto,
you have to learn about freedom and not lose your freedom.
Mila mianatra mikasika an'izay fahalalana izay ianao fa tsy hoe manao izay mahavery an'izay fahalalana izay.
And you have to teach others about freedom without taking away their freedom.
Dia mila mampianatra ny hafa ihany koa ianao mikasika an'izany fahafahan'ny hafa izany a na fahalalan'ny hafa fa tsy manala an'izay aminy.
And he's teaching them about the body.
Ary mampianatra azy ireo mikasika amin'ny vatana izy eto.
Without pushing it down.
Ary tsy izany tsy natosy ny nidina ambany.
He doesn't use any negatives.
Tsy nampiasa teny negatifa mihitsy izy.
He doesn't bring condemnation.
Ary tsy mitondra fanamelohana izy.
He doesn't bring shame.
Tsy mitondra henatra.
He doesn't bring the law.
Ary tsy mitondra ny lalàna.
He preserves their freedom and teaches them to have a higher view of their bodies.
Fa nohazony tsara teo ilay fahafahana na ilay fahalalahana nananan-dreo a dia noentiny tany amin'ny ambonimbony kokoa azy.
Now when pastors find someone in sin,
rehefa misy pastera mahita olona hoe ao anatin'ny fahotana,
some of them become like the little old auntie.
Ny sasany amin'izareo lasa ohatra an'ilay nenitokely efa antitra ireny.
And they want to control their people.
Dia izy ny te hifehan'ny olona.
So they say, you ought to stop that or you're going to hell.
Hozy izy hoe, atsarinao izany raha tsy izany ianao mankany amin'ny afo be.
You're breaking God's holy law and you're going to hell.
Ianao manohitra ny lalàna masin'Andriamanitra mankany amin'ny elo ianao mankany amin'ny afo be.
That's the easy way to deal with a problem.
Izay le fomba tsotra aingana hoe ahafahana mandray tanana ny olana anankiray.
You should be ashamed.
Tokony ho menatra amin'izao ianao.
Stop it or you're going to hell.
Atsary fa raha izany ianao verany amin'ny afo be.
But how do you reconcile that with Romans that says there's now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus?
Ka hoana kosa raha no ampifandraisanao an'izay eo amin'ny leo amin'ny Romanina hoe amin'izao fotoana izao tsy misy fanamelohana intsony.
See, all things are permissible.
Hoe ny zavatra rehetra azo atao a.
To elaborate on that statement.
Mba hahafahana tena hoe miasa amin'izay fomba fitenenana izay a.
We start with this truth that salvation is secure.
Dia milintsika manomboka amin'ilay fahamarinana hoe azo antoka tsara ilay famonjena.
A great Bible teacher by the name of Michael Eaton.
Mpampianatra Baiboly anankiray antsoina hoe Michael Eaton.
Says every sin can be forgiven.
Dia nilaza izy hoe ny fahotana rehetra dia afaka ny ho voavela.
I thought, really?
Dia izy hoe izany tokoa ve?
That's shocking.
Tena manaitra izany.
See, Paul also told people they were free.
I Paul koa eto nilaza ny olona hoe afaka zareo malalaka zareo.
But he said, don't use your freedom as a license or permission to sin.
Kanefa aoka ny fahafahanareo atsy ataonareo tahaka ny hoe fahazahoan-dalana anota.
But he never took away their freedom.
Fa tsy nesory ny ala tamin'izareo a le fahafahany.
Because every sin can be forgiven.
Satria ny fahotana rehetra dia afaka ny ho voavela.
Where does that come from?
Avy aiza ny nevin' izany?
It comes from Jesus himself.
Avy amin'i Jesosy tenany.
In Matthew 12 and verse 31.
Ao amin'ny Matio toko faharoambinifolo andinin'ny faraikamitelopolo a.
Jesus says, I tell you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men.
Hozy izy hoe lazaiko aminareo a fa ny fahotana rehetra izay mety hoe zavatra ratsy rehetra.
And then he goes on to say, but blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven.
Sy ny hoe mety hoe fitenenany ratsy dia mbola ho voavela fa ny fitenenany ratsy manohitra ny fanahy masina no tsy ho voavela.
And we get all the theologians and the pastors. And the curious Christians that want to know about the unforgivable sin.
You've
heard people talk about blasphemy of the Holy Spirit and unforgivable sin. And pastors debate, what is this unforgivable sin? But you miss the first part of what Jesus said. He said, every sin will be forgiven. That's a very grand statement. I don't know what you've been doing. You know your sin. Jesus says, if you come to me, it'll be forgiven. Every sin will be forgiven. Murder, Jesus can forgive. Do you remember when Jesus was crucified? Who was set free?
Barabbas.
The one guy who was condemned to death because of his very big sins was set free. And Jesus was condemned in his place. Every sin will be forgiven. That's a frightening statement. It means you're going to be sharing heaven with some very nasty people. I'm not suggesting everyone goes to heaven automatically. What Jesus means is if you come to him and ask for forgiveness, there is nothing that he won't forgive. If you have been living in sin, and you come to Jesus and ask for forgiveness, he will forgive every sin.
Kamanantuna an Jesus enao ary mangataka famelankeloka dia ho avelan'ny fahotana rehetra.
The only sin that is unforgivable.
Ny fahotana tokana izay tsy ho voavela
is the proud and arrogant man who never comes to ask.
Dia le freareana sy le olona mihebohebo ary tsy manantona izy mba hangataka.
You see, the Holy Spirit draws people to Jesus.
Hitanareo ny fanahy masina no mitarika olona mankany amin'i Jesusy.
But when you will not ask for forgiveness,
fa raha ohatra ianao ka tsy hangataka famelan-keloka,
you blaspheme the Holy Spirit.
Miteny ratsy ny fanahy masina ianao.
I mean, a man who is not saved at all.
Jamy milaza izany hoe le olona tsy
who hears the gospel where God says, I will forgive your sins. And he says, no, I don't need that. That's the unforgivable sin. It's when you reject forgiveness itself. When you resist the Holy Spirit drawing you to Jesus. But for those who are Christians here, we have come to Jesus and every sin is forgiven. Every sin is forgiven. What a magnificent salvation. Paul will never argue that you've gone too far, you've blown it, all is lost. Paul never said your sin is too big and now you're going to hell. No, he said you were washed, you were justified, you were sanctified. It's a done deal. It's settled. No matter what you've done,
Ninninna zavatra efa nataonao
It can and will be forgiven.
Dia afaka ny hovovela ary ho vovely izany.
So that's why Paul does not refute the statement everything is permissible.
Izay no tonga ny Paul tsy nandany le filazana hoe ny zavatra rehetra azo atao.
But he adds to it.
Fa ny zavatra nanampiny azy.
Not everything is beneficial.
Fa nefa tsy ny zavatra rehetra no mahasoa.
So Christian,
If
you are a Christian,
raha kristianina
ianao, this is the test to apply to your freedom.
Ity le fitsapanana test izay ho ampiarinao amin'ilay fahalalana na fahafahana nananao.
Is it beneficial?
Mahasoa ve ity?
Is it going to do good?
Hitondra zavatra tsara ve ity?
Is it something that is a blessing to society?
Ity ve ho fitahiana ho an'ny tontolo misy anahy?
Is it helpful to you and to others?
Ianampy anao sy ny hafa ve izany?
Sin and sexual sin in particular is destructive.
Ny fahotana sy ny resaka hoe fahotana araka ara-pananana na sexa dia tena manelingelina.
It's destructive to relationships.
Ary manimba ny fifandraisana.
To families.
Ny fianakaviana.
To our personalities.
Sy ny amin'ny toetsaintsika manokana.
We are degraded.
Ary isika dia ohatran'ny hoe mihetry.
Hurt.
Maratra.
We end up feeling used.
Ary dia mahatsapa-tena ohatra ny hoe ampiasaina.
Unloved.
Tsy tiana.
Empty.
Foana, tsisy nininina.
Dirty.
Maloto.
So Paul's saying, you have this incredible freedom.
Dia hozy izany Paul hoe manana ny fahalalana angeda be io nareo.
But if you are doing things that are destructive, that's not truly freedom.
Kanefa raha hanao zavatra izay animba ianao tsy izay ny tena fahafahana na fahalalana.
All things are permissible, but only the things that are beneficial you should be doing.
Ny zavatra rehetra dia azo atao, fa ny zavatra izay mahasoa ihany no tokony ho ataonao.
In what way is it beneficial to see a prostitute?
Inona ary ny hoe mahasoa amin'ny fandehanana mandeha mijangajanga na mandeha mizaha
mpivarotena
na mandeha matory miaraka amin'ny sipanao na lahy na vavy tsy ao anatin'ny fanambadiana.
There's no beneficial. It hurts, it brings confusion.
Tsisy hoe zavatra tombontsoa azo amin'izany fa mandratra ary mampatonga fikorontana an-tsaina.
It creates insecurity and fear.
Ary mamokatra tsy fahazahoana antoka sy tahotra.
Does he love me?
Tiana ve izy?
I know he slept with me but he won't marry me. Does he love me?
Fantatro ny ara-natory tamiko izy kanefa izy tsy manambady anahy. Tiana ve?
He doesn't want to commit.
Tsy te hanokatena izy.
But I've given him everything. What else do I have to leave to bargain with?
Efa nomeko azy daholo ny zavatra rehetra. Inona ary izao mba azoko entina miady varotra?
You've lost.
Very now.
You've got hurt.
Naratra ianao.
It doesn't do anything beneficial.
Tsy miteraka zavatra mahasoa le izy.
A man that goes even as a religious act to a temple prostitute in Corinth.
Tahaka an'ilay lehilahy izay mandeha manao ohatra hoe asa mpivavahana mandeha makany amin'ny mpivarotena tao Korinto.
His wife.
Ny vadiny.
How does she feel about that?
Mba ohatrany ahoana kosa ny fahatsapany?
You see, so Paul doesn't take away their freedom. He doesn't say, "Oh, you've got to come back under the law."
Paul tsy nanala an'ilay fahafahana nananjareo ka niteny hoe, "Ah, nareo mila miditra tao ambanin'ny lalàna."
He just says that you have to use your freedom to do what's good.
Fa hozy izy fotsiny ampiasao ny fahafahana sy fahalalana nananareo mba hanaovana zavatra tsara.
He says, "All things are permissible."
Hozy izy hoe ny zavatra rehetra azo atao.
But I will not be mastered by anything.
Kanefa izaho tsy ho vofehan-javatra na inona na inona.
I will not be enslaved.
Izaho tsy ho andevozina.
These kinds of sins that Paul's talking about are addictive.
Ireto karazana fahotana izay nitenenin'ny Paul eto ireto dia ohatrany hoe mahazo anao ohatrany hoe tianao atao foana.
Sexual sins are addictive.
Ny resaka fahotana araka ny sexa ohatrany hoe mamatotra anao.
Pornography is addictive.
Pornografia mamatotra.
They say it's as addictive as heroin, as a drug.
Hozy izy ry zareo hoe mamatotra tahaka ny hoe ireny hoe fifohana heroin ohatrany hoe drogue izany.
These aren't the only things that are addictive.
Tsy izany ihany anefa ny ohatrany hoe zavatra mamatotra tianao hotoizina ho atao foanafoana.
There are other sins and other things that are also addictive.
Fa misy karazana fahotana hafa ihany koa izay mbola mamatotra ihany koa.
And you become enslaved.
Dia lasa andeviny ianao.
And you are not free.
Dia tsy afaka tsy malalaka ianao.
So what kind of freedom makes you a slave?
Ka inona ary ny karazana fahafahana mahatonga anao hoe ho andevo?
It's not true freedom.
tsy tena fahafahana izany raha izany.
Paul says all things are permissible.
Ka hoy Paul hoe azo atao ny zavatra rehetra.
But I will not be enslaved by anything.
Fa hoy izy nefa izaho kosa tsy ho andevozy ninininina.
Because that is not freedom.
Satria izany tsy fahafahana.
Paul knows this.
Fantatry Paul tsara izany.
And what he's showing us is that God wants us to enjoy true freedom and pleasure.
Ary tiana tenena dia hoe tian'Andriamanitra tsika tena ankafy fahafahana tena izy azy sy fankafizana tena izy.
Without being controlled by something.
Ary tsy hoe misy zavatra mifefe antsika ao anatin'izay.
Some appetite.
Misy ohatra hoe faniriana hafa.
Or some person.
Na karazan'olona hafa.
You know, some of us even end up in relationships where people control us.
Hitanareo ny sasany amintsika mefara makany amin'ny hoe fifandraisana dia ilay olona iny mihitsy no mifehy antsika.
It's unhealthy.
Tsy mahasalama izany.
You're being controlled, you're not free.
Izany hoe misy mifehy anao ny dikan'izay hoe tsy malalaka ianao.
But he told me.
I had to do it.
You didn't. You were being controlled. That's not freedom. Why doesn't Paul bring the law? It's because the law incites sin.
Satria ny lalàna dia manondro ny fahotanana hoe mampahitantsika ny fahotana.
The law's job is actually to stir up the sinful nature.
Ny asan'ny lalàna raha ny tena izy dia mampiseho an'ilay natiora manota.
To show you that you have a sinful nature.
Ny mampiseho aminao hoe ianao anie dia manana natiora manota.
And it's supposed to lead you to Jesus.
Ary tokony izany hitarika anao mankany amin'i Jesus.
But having come to Jesus.
Dia rehefa tonga ao amin'i Jesus,
the law has served its purpose.
Dia efa nahavita ny asany izany izay ilay lalàna.
The law doesn't help you resist temptation.
Ny lalàna akory tsy manampy anao hanohitra ny fakapanahy.
The law actually provokes temptation.
Raha ny lalàna raha ohatra hoe manetsika an'ilay fakapanahy.
You only have to look at a little child.
Jereva nge ny ankizy kely anankiray e, jereo fotsiny.
In their parents' home, their parent puts something down on the table.
Dia ao an-trano ny ray aman-dreny misy zavatra apetraky ilay ray aman-dreny.
The parent says to the little child, don't touch that. From then on, the child can't stop looking at it.
They want it.
What will happen if I touch it?
They
look at their parents.
Their
hand goes.
And then
they get in trouble. You see, the law actually incites sin.
Ni itanareo le fa lalana izany mampahita ny le fahotana.
Maybe you don't believe me.
Metsy mino anareo.
Go and read Romans chapter 7.
Mandana nge vakion Romana toko fahafito e.
Paul explains it all. He says the law actually arouses the sinful nature.
Ilaza mihitsy Paul ihany hoe le lalana vome mampipongatra ny le natiora manota.
So when you're in temptation or there's sin in your life.
Raha ohatra ianao izany eo amin'ny mety hoe misy fakapanahy mahazo anao na hoe misy fahotana eo amin'ny fiainanao a.
Coming with the law to hammer you won't set you free.
Dia tonga ianao miaraka amin'ny lalàna to hoe amatsiana anao a tsy afaka anao mihitsy izany.
You have to look at freedom.
Fa mila jerevanao ilay fahafahana, ilay fahalalàna.
And ask yourself, am I living in true freedom?
Dia mila manontany tena ianao hoe tena miaina afaka tanteraka tokoa ve izaho?
Because sin is bondage.
Satria ny fahotana dia zava-mamatotra.
And though your flesh says, oh, I can do this.
Enona dia nofinao aza miteny hoe zavaka manao an'ity.
The word of God says, is it beneficial?
Dia ny tenin'Andriamanitra milaza hoe mahasoa ve ilay izy?
Is it enslaving?
Sa mahatonga anao ho andevo?
Because not everything is beneficial and some things will enslave you.
Satria ny zavatra rehetra tsy ny zavatra rehetra no mahasoa ary ny zavatra sasany dia anandevo anao.
You know where the problem began for the Corinthians?
Hitanareo ny tombohan'ny olana teto amin'ireto korintianina ireto?
Their next statement where they said food is for the stomach and the stomach for food.
Rehefa nanomboka ilay niteny an'ilay dingana manaraka indray izy hoe ny kibo ho an'ny hanina, ny hanina ho an'ny kibo.
They had a low view of themselves and their bodies physically.
Zany hoe ny fomba fijeriny tenany mihitsy dia ambany, fijery ara-batana.
And so they gave their bodies away cheaply to sin.
Dia atolony fotsiny moramora ny vatany mba hanota.
And they said, oh, it's just what I do, it's physical, it doesn't mean anything.
Izay zavatra ataoko ara-batana fotsiny tsy dikany izany.
Do you know what Paul says to them?
Dia hitanareo ve ny zavatra nitenenin'i Paul tamin'ny zareo?
Says your body is not meant for sexual immorality but for the Lord and the Lord for the body.
Ozy izy hoe ny tenanareo tsy natao any fijangajangana fa ho an'ny tompo ary ny tenanareo dia ho an'ny tompo.
That body there.
Io vatana eo io.
Is meant for the Lord.
Natao an'ny tompo io.
And the Lord for the body.
Ary ny tompo ho an'ilay vatana.
That means God's interested in your body and what you do with your body.
Dikan'izay dia hoe mahaliana an'Andriamanitra amin'ny vatanao sy izay zavatra ataonao amin'ny vatanao.
Start to elevate the view of your body.
Ataovy miakatra ny fomba fijerinao ny tena.
It's a holy thing.
Fa zavatra masina.
It's not just a physical thing with natural appetites.
Tsy hoe resaka vatana fotsiny manana fanirinana hanohanana ara-natoraly fotsiny.
You don't have to be a glutton.
Enao tsy hoe natao akory hoe ho mpihinambe.
You don't have to overeat.
Tsy hoe atao mafana be.
See, gluttony is a sinful use of your body.
Satria ilay ohatrany hoe fihinana fahatendan-kanina fihinanambe araka ny tokony izy dia ohatrany hoe tsy fikarakaranao ny vatanao koa.
It's an appetite out of control.
Zany hoe ilay anohanana na ilay faniriana hihinana tsy voafehy.
But there are other physical appetites.
Fa misy ihany koa ohatrany hoe faniriana nofo hafa ihany koa.
They shouldn't control you. You should control them.
Ary tsy tokony ireny no ifehy anao fa ianao no mifehy azy.
Paul says, by his power God raised the Lord from the dead and he will raise us also.
Ozy sy Paul hoe tamin'ny heriny no nananganany an'i Jesosy tamin'ny maty ary ananganantsika koa izy.
What he's telling you is your body is so precious to God that he's coming to redeem it from the grave.
Ary ny teneny aminao izany hoe io vatanao io dia zava-dehibe sarobidy amin'Andriamanitra io ary ho avy izy anangana an'io hiala vao ampasany.
Your body is precious to God so much so that if you're in the ground he's going to raise you up.
Sarobidy loatra amin'Andriamanitra ny tenanao ka na dia any ampasana ary io mbola ho atsangany ho avy izy anangana azy.
Have a high view of your body.
Tena manana fijery ambony ny tenanao.
It's completely part of your spiritual life.
Satria io tena anisan'ny fiainanao ara-panahy koa io.
And Paul goes on to explain.
Dia mbola nitoy ihany Paul nanazava.
That you are united with Christ.
Hoe ianareo dia miray miaraka amin'ny Kristy.
And so who you unite your body with.
Ka izay iraisan'ny vatanao
is very important to God.
Dia zava-dehibe amin'Andriamanitra.
Because Christ is already united to you.
Satria Kristy efa miray aminao.
And if you unite yourself to someone else, the two become one flesh.
Ary raha mandeha miray amin'ny olona hafa ianao dia ozy izy hoe ho lasa nofo iray izy roa.
You've already united yourself with Jesus.
Efa niray tamin'i Jesosy ianao na hoe efa miombona miaraka amin'i Jesosy ianao.
And so Paul says, therefore you should run away from sexual immorality.
Dia ozy izy Paul hoe mandrosira ary ny fijangajangana.
He goes on.
Dia mbola nanohy ihany izy.
And he tells the Corinthians that their bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit.
Dia nitenenin indray ireo Korintianina ireo hoe ny tenan'izy ireo dia tempolin'ny Fanahy Masina.
And when you mess with your body, you are desecrating the holy temple of God.
Dia rehefa tsirarainao ilay vatanao iny izany dia ohatrany hoe mandoto an'ilay tempoly masin'Andriamanitra ianao.
Your body is important to God.
Zava-dehibe amin'Andriamanitra ny vatanao.
In fact, Paul says you are not your own.
Dia ozy izy Paul hoe raha ny tena izy ary tsy any tenanao intsony ianao.
You were bought at a price.
Fa efa voavidy ianao.
Therefore, honor God with your body.
Noho izany omeo voninahitra amin'ny alalan'ny tenanao Andriamanitra.
God's not just interested in whether you prayed this morning or whether you worshiped him with music.
Mahaliana an'Andriamanitra akory tsy ilay hoe fotsiny hoe na ianao nivavaka tamin'ny maraina na hoe nideranazy tamin'ny mozika.
He's interested in your body.
Fa mahaliana azy ny tenanao, vatanao.
It's his holy temple.
Satria tempolin'ny masiny io.
And he lives in you.
Ary miaina ao anatinao izy.
By his holy spirit he comes and dwells inside the Christian.
Amin'ny alalan'ny fanahy masina ny tonga izy monina ao anatin'ny kristianina.
So what you do with your eyes?
Ka ny zavatra izay ataonao amin'ny masonao.
What you join them to?
Ny zavatra izay ampifandraisinao aniny.
What you do with your mouth?
Ny zavatra izay ataonao amin'ny vavanao.
How pure your speech is?
Ohatrany ahoana ny fahadiovan'ny fomba fiteninao?
If you're just speaking lies or criticisms or bitterness?
Sa hoe resaka lainga sy kritika sy fangidina ny resahanao?
What you hear with your ears?
Ny zavatra ihainoanao amin'ny sofinao?
If you put up with gossip or malicious talk?
Na hoe misy hoe fitenenan-dratsy fosafosa dia mahafinaritra anao meno an'izany?
What you do with your body?
Ny zavatra izay ataonao amin'ny tenanao?
Is important to God.
Zava-dehibe amin'Andriamanitra.
So we have to join our physical selves to our spiritual selves.
Ka mila mpifandraisintsika mihitsy izany ny ara-batantsika sy ny ara-panahyntsika.
And have a high view of our bodies.
Dia mila manana fomba fijery ambony ny tenantsikatsika.
They are going to be raised with Christ.
Faizany dia ho asandratra koa ho atsangana miaraka amin'ny Kristy.
Do you know when Jesus was crucified?
Hitanareo tamin'ny Jesosy ilay nombona tamin'ny azy fijaliana?
Graves burst open.
Ny vakin'ny fasany mifa.
Just, I don't know how many, but there were accounts of dead people raised from the dead walking around the town.
Tsy fantatro hoe firy ny fasana nisokatra tamin'izay fa misy ilay fanambarana hoe olona efa maty nitsangana dia nandehandeha indray teny an-tanàna.
Jesus himself is raised bodily from the dead and ascended bodily to heaven.
Ary Jesosy tenany mihitsy dia natsangana tamin'ny maty ny vatany iny ary niakatra ho any an-danitra miaraka amin'ny vatany.
This body, even if it's different, glorified, it's still this body that will be raised.
Ary ty vatany ity na dia hoe hafa ary ny voninahitra io dia mbola io vatany io ihany koa no hitsangana.
So our bodies should be holy.
Ka ny tenantsika izany tokony ho masina.
And that's all of us, our minds, our thoughts, our emotions, our physical lives.
Izany dia tsika iray manontolo mihitsy hoe ny eritreritrintsika, ny fijerintsika, ny fihetse-po, ny toetsaina.
Not just about sex.
Tsy hoe resaka sexa fotsiny ihany.
It's about all of our thoughts.
Fa na ny fieritreretantsika iray manontolo aza.
What we eat.
Ny zavatra hanintsika.
Whether we drink too much.
Na tsika misotro be loatra.
What we put into our bodies.
Ny zavatra ampidirintsika eo amin'ny tenantsika io, vatantsika io.
Our bodies are important to God.
Zava-dehibe amin'Andriamanitra ny tenantsika, ny vatantsika.
You are not your own.
Tsy anao ianao.
You were bought with a price.
Fa efa nividiana ny sarany vidianana anao na hoe olom-bovidy ianao.
And these are the two reasons I'm finishing now. These are the two reasons Paul gives.
Tereto le antony anakiroa nomeny Paul efa ho vita izao.
He says that your body is held in high regard by God.
Ozy izy hoe ny tenanareo dia tena hoe ambony fijerin'Andriamanitra azy.
It is a temple of his Holy Spirit.
Tempolin'ny fanahy masiny io.
And you do not own it.
Ary tsy anao io.
It was bought with a price.
Fa efa nividiana tamin'ny alalan'ny vidiny na hoe sarany.
Therefore honor God with your body.
Noho izany omeo voninahitra amin'ny tenanao Andriamanitra.
Let's pray.
Ataontsika hivavaka.
Heavenly Father, thank you that you bought us.
Ry Andriamanitra iray misaotra betsaka fa nividy anay ianao.
We weren't worth that much.
Ary izahay dia tsy mendrika hoe firingeta be.
But you paid the highest price to make us your own.
Kanefa ianao nandony ny sarany ambony indrindra mba hahatonga anay ho lasa ho anao.
May we live in the freedom that you won for us at the cross.
Ary izahay anie tena hiaina amin'izany fahafahana izay noraisinao teo ambony azo fijaliana ho anay izany.
But may we understand true freedom.
Ary aoka anie mba tena ho azonay tsara izany hoe fahafahana tena izy.
Is doing things that are beneficial and not being enslaved.
Ary dia ny fanaovana zavatra izay mahasoa sy misy tombony fa tsy ho andevo.
Every sin will be forgiven.
Ho voavela ny fahotana rehetra.
Those of us who have been addicted to sin.
Isika izay mety hoe voafatotra ny fahotana.
Sexually immoral.
Mety hoe resaka fanaovan-dratsy ara-pananahana.
You will forgive us, Lord.
Ianao tompo amelanay.
If we come to you and ask.
Ramana ramanantona anao izahay dia mangataka.
So we do, Lord. We come to you.
Dia tena manao an'izany izay tompo manantona anao izay.
And we want to give our bodies over to you.
Ary dia atolotra eo anao ny tenanay.
And say they are yours.
Dia te hilaza izahay hoe anao ireo.
Your holy temple.
Tempolinao masiny ireo.
And we want to honor you with our bodies.
Ary dia te hanome voninahitra anao amin'ny alalan'ny tenanay sy ny vatanay izay.
In Jesus' name.
Amin'ny anaran'i Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.